What does courage look like when death looms before you? In The Red Badge of Courage, Stephen Crane plunges us into the mind of Henry Fleming, a young farm boy who enlists in the Union Army with romantic visions of battlefield glory. Instead, he discovers the chaotic reality of war, where heroism isn't guaranteed and fear is contagious. As Henry's regiment prepares for their first battle, his thoughts spiral with doubt. Will he stand and fight when the moment comes, or will his legs carry him away in shameful retreat? This question haunts him, creating a war within before the external battle even begins. When combat finally erupts, Henry initially fights well, feeling himself become not a man, but a member of something larger. The regiment repels the first Confederate charge, giving him a fleeting sense of accomplishment. But when a second attack comes and soldiers begin to flee, Henry's courage collapses. He runs, justifying his flight as self-preservation, the work of a master's legs. His shame deepens when he discovers his regiment held their position without him. Isn't this the most human of responses? To rationalize our failures while secretly knowing the truth? Crane's revolutionary portrayal of war strips away glorification to expose raw psychological experience. Henry's mind becomes a battlefield where fear, shame, and pride wage constant war. When fleeing combat, he frantically justifies. He had fled, he told himself, because annihilation approached. Was he not wise? Later, he imagines returning home a hero, crafting elaborate false narratives to make the hearts of the people glow. This psychological realism extends throughout the regiment. Soldiers manage terror through dark humor, camaraderie, and dehumanizing enemies. Facing Confederate charges, the men become a machine of steel, finding courage in collective identity, though this transforms them into barbarians, with Henry feeling a wild hate for the relentless foe. Crane masterfully captures how quickly emotions shift under pressure. Henry swings from terror to elation, shame to pride, selfishness to sacrifice within moments. After his first successful battle, he experiences a peculiar sweet exultation that quickly yields to exhaustion and fear, an emotional volatility we all experience under stress, though rarely in such dramatic circumstances. Throughout the novel, nature serves as a dispassionate witness to human suffering. When Henry flees into the forest, he encounters a peaceful landscape with crystal flood sunlight and rhythmical insect noises, suggesting nature as the religion of peace. But after throwing a pine cone at a fleeing squirrel, Henry sees this as vindication of his own flight. Nature endorses self-preservation above all. This interpretation reveals Henry's desperate need for justification, which Crane systematically undermines. After Jim Conklin dies, Henry shakes his fist at a red sun pasted in the sky like a wafer, an image suggesting both a communion wafer offering no comfort and a seal finalizing death. The sun continues, regardless of human tragedy. The wind blows without malice or mercy, and earth absorbs blood without judgment. Haven't we all looked to nature for meaning during personal crises, only to meet its profound indifference? The universe offers no moral guidance, only impassive witness to our struggles, a realization both terrifying and liberating. Henry's path to redemption begins, ironically, with an accidental wound from a retreating Union soldier's rifle butt. This red badge allows him to return to his regiment without shame. There, he finds Wilson transformed from loudmouth to caring, demonstrating how crisis reveals true character. In subsequent battles, Henry fights with distinction, eventually becoming a flag bearer, symbolizing his newfound courage. What changes isn't a magical transformation into fearlessness, but his ability to act despite fear. He discovers courage is determination in the face of terror. By the novel's end, he has moved beyond both romantic notions of glory and subsequent terror, achieving quiet maturity. He had been to touch the great death and found that, after all, it was but the great death. This evolution reveals profound truth about growth. Maturity comes from confronting failure, learning from it, and finding strength to continue. Henry's journey mirrors our own struggles. Though in less dramatic circumstances, we all face moments when our courage is tested. In The Veteran, Crane portrays Henry as an elderly man respected for his military service. During a community gathering, he candidly confesses to the young men about his cowardice in his first battle, describing how he fled in panic. This admission, delivered without shame, reveals his transformation from a youth hiding his fear to a man secure enough to acknowledge it. Rather than facing ridicule, his listeners respond with increased respect, recognizing the courage required to acknowledge past failures. This scene illustrates how true bravery encompasses not just physical acts, but moral courage, the ability to face one's weaknesses and speak truth. The story climaxes when fire engulfs Henry's barn. The elderly Fleming demonstrates spontaneous bravery, leading the rescue of his livestock while his own clothes burn. Learning two colts remain trapped, despite warnings of sure death, he rushes back in, declaring, "The poor little things!" This compassion-driven sacrifice completes his journey from frightened boy to a man who gives his life saving innocent creatures. Crane's enduring work speaks to universal human experiences. His characters reveal fundamental truths about courage, fear, and moral responsibility when facing battlefield chaos, natural disaster, or social pressure. By examining how humans respond to extreme situations, he strips away pretense to expose our essential nature. Crane brilliantly demonstrates that courage manifests in multiple forms: physical bravery in battle, moral courage in acknowledging failure, and compassionate self-sacrifice for others. Henry experiences all three throughout his journey, suggesting true heroism encompasses a spectrum of qualities rather than a single dramatic act. The novel's psychological depth illustrates that internal battles often prove more challenging than external ones. Henry's greatest struggle isn't against Confederate soldiers, but against his own fear and shame. His triumph comes not from battlefield glory, but from self-understanding and acceptance. What does courage mean in a universe that doesn't care whether we live or die? This question lies at the heart of Crane's work. If nature offers no moral guidance and the cosmos remains indifferent to human suffering, how do we find meaning? The answer emerges through Henry's journey. Meaning comes from human connection and moral choice. When the universe offers no inherent purpose, we create significance through our actions toward others. Henry's final act of saving the colts demonstrates that compassion becomes a source of meaning in an indifferent world. Perhaps Crane's most enduring message is that in a purposeless universe, our choices matter all the more. Courage isn't about glory or recognition. It's about facing fears, acknowledging failures, and choosing compassion even when it costs everything. Henry's journey from frightened boy to self-sacrificing man offers not just a portrait of war, but a template for authentic living in a hostile world.